Eating, drinking, and sleeping cause our physical life to grow. Similarly, our spiritual life grows by eating, drinking, and sleeping. That is, by our being revived. In 2 Corinthians 12:10, the Apostle Paul says, "I am well pleased in weaknesses, for when I am weak, then I am powerful." Paul knew how to touch the joy of Christ when he suffered. He also was able to apply the law of revival. Hence, he was always being revived. From The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1960, Volume 2, page 398, by Living Stream Ministry. This week, we begin a new series titled The New Revival, with speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on the law of revival and our habits. This is part one of message 5 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November of 2015. The original message was spoken with side-by-side English to Chinese translation, which was edited out for brevity, thereby affecting the cadence of the speaking. A link to the unedited version can be found in the episode notes.
For those who weren't here the last 2 days, we had a burden to share about the Christian living. And we have 6 meetings. This is the 5th one. And we have an acronym for each, for all the meetings. And the acronym is LIVING, L-I-V-I-N-G. The first meeting was on living. The second meeting was on initiation, that we need to take the initiative. We should express in consecration. The third one is vital group and what vital group really is. I believe those that were here, we got a fresh challenge that we should practice the church life according to the principle of vitality. And then last night we had the meeting of the wind, the fire, and the burning and the electron. We got into the board meeting of the heavenly president and participated in his move on the earth. And in particular, how that applies to just this generation. If you missed those meetings, the church in New York City is gracious enough to put them all online. Now this morning we're on end. And the end that I want to talk about is the new revival. Everybody loves a revival. And in the last 20 years, for those who have been joining us, you are very familiar with the term the new revival. There are these 3 things that lead to the new revival. The first one is the high peak of the divine revelation. That leads to the new revival. The second one is the God-man living. And the third one is the shepherd according to God. However, I know that a lot of saints, not just the young ones, but all the saints, they have a question mark. What is the new revival? Now, everybody knows about what is the old revival. In fact, this country was stirred up by revival. You live your daily defeated life, then you go to attend meetings, and there were some stirring messages, and then you come to the altar call, then you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you got revived. So then after that revival, you go back to your daily living, and sooner or later you got de-revived, and then you have to wait another year for another revival meeting. Well, let me tell you, that is the old revival, and we know that that doesn't work. That is like shooting steroid into you. You have no strength, boom, give you a steroid shot. Suddenly you're very powerful, only briefly. When the effect wears out, and then you're the same as you. Okay, so everybody knows that the Lord is heading towards a new revival. Now, I am going to talk about what Brother Lee, in his mind, think about the new revival. And you'll be very surprised. A number of years ago, I was reading the magazine, The Ministry of the Word. And there were 2 messages about the law of revival. And they were given by Brother Lee in the 1950s. I never heard Brother Lee talk about revival in the way he did. He talked about that. I strongly encourage the brothers in Taiwan to publish that as a separate book. So graciously they did. And then it's translated into English. So now we have the book called The Law of Revival. And I encourage all of you to pick up that copy and read that book. It will change your concept. But more than that, it will change your life. So I don't have the book with me, so I put some excerpts on the PowerPoint. And from those PowerPoints, I'll draw a few principles. on what the new revival is. So please get those PowerPoint out. So please bear with me, and I'll read it to you. According to the divine revelation, revival is a law in the spiritual life of a Christian. In other words, it's not something that is haphazard. What is a law? Something that if you follow the procedure, you will get the result. So the revival that we're talking about is a law of revival. Now that is already very revolutionary. But years ago, I came across something from, I believe it was either Spurgeon or, yeah, it was one of the evangelists that talked about that the revival being a law. No, it was Finney. So he said, revival is not a miracle. If you would follow the principle, you get the revival. And I said, that's good. But when you read this message, it's not even what Finney was talking about. Okay, let's see what he says. Although many saints attend the various meetings of the church, the saints are not living. They sit in the meetings with long faces and do not open their mouths to pray or to say amen when the others pray. I hope it's not like that for you. Spiritually speaking, they look as if they had not had enough food, water, or sleep. If they're always down spiritually, this indicates that there is a problem with them. The reason many saints go for a long time without eating, drinking, or sleeping spiritually is that they do not adequately know the law of revival. They do not apply this law continually. Our living is not disciplined. Here's one word, and eventually we'll come back. Because we neither understand nor live according to this law. So suppose a person who is disciplined must be healthy. Now, well, you know why some of the young people are not healthy? That's because they break all kinds of law. When it's time to go to sleep, they're still doing their computer game. So when you break the law, you're going to reap the result eventually. You say, I have the capital now, I'm 20 years old. Just you wait. When you get to our age, it will creep up on you. You can't afford to break the law. Our living is not disciplined because we neither understand nor live according to this law. A person who is disciplined is healthy because he has regular times for eating, for sleeping. We need to maintain a disciplined living in our spiritual life. So here he's talking about disciplined living. But still, that is not the law of revival. Because the law of revival is not something legal. It's something very organic. Well, I can anticipate what Brother Lee was going to say. Our spiritual life is like our physical life. Our physical life follows a certain pattern. It lives by cycles. When you go to bed, then the catabolism works. When you wake up, anabolism works. And throughout the cycle of the day, you have the metabolism going on. And so you wake up when your body wakes up. You go to bed when the body goes to bed. That is the law of your physical body. And Brother Lee is saying there is a spiritual principle and a law in the spiritual life. You know, we advance spiritually, not like a rocket. But it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And the trend continues to go up. And then you grow that way. So to grow in the Christian life is to follow the cycle of life within you. I better let Brother Lee speak to you more. Next frame. After we wake up in the morning, we must eat a meal whether we are or we are not hungry. Our eating a meal in the morning is not based on our feeling. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they base their Christian life on feelings. Even they base their physical life on feeling. Those who are disciplined not only eat at fixed time, but also eat a fixed amount. They do not eat more when they feel like eating or less when they feel do not like it. Whether or not they feel like it, they eat the same amount of food. This is a disciplined living. In the afternoon, they will eat another meal, and in the evening, they will eat again. Then around 10 o'clock, they will go to bed and sleep until the morning. In the morning, they rise and eat another meal. We are not forced to do these activities, nor are these activities based on our feeling. These activities are based on a law. If we live a disciplined life according to this law, we will have normal growth and be strong. That's very obvious. Everybody can understand that. Next frame. the ability of a physical life to exist, grow, and become strong is dependent on the cycle of revivals, your life cycle. This is the law of the physical life. The physical life is often a clear picture of our spiritual life. Now he talks about our spiritual life. If we know the law of our physical life and are disciplined to live according to this law, we will be healthy. Most Christians have an improper understanding concerning the law of revival. I'm sure including you. They think that a person needs to be revived only after he has committed a sin or has become backslidden. So this guy who never meets in the church, he needs to be revived. Oh, but I've been coming to the church meeting every week, so it's not for me. Well, listen, Brother Lee talks about in the book of the Song of Songs, the seeker, he has nothing negative, but there's still six cycles of revival. It's to maintain that pattern. The Christian life is in a positive cycle. And you go through every circle and you advance a little bit more. I can tell you that is my experience. You know, in the physical realm, every day there is a cycle. In the morning, the sun rises up and the body follows it, and then we have a new revival. And then when winter comes, then all the leaves shed. And then spring comes. And we know from our elementary school that the daily revival comes from the earth circling around itself. In Chinese, they call it zhuan, turning in yourself.
Turning by itself.
And then there is a turning of the earth around the sun. That's happened once a year. That's a gong zhuan. So what I'm saying is every one of us, every day we need a zhuan.
Self-turn by yourself.
Turn to the Lord. And then there's a gong zhuan, the common turn. The common turn, the church turns, the recovery turns, the Lord's move turns. And so you have to turn with the common turn. When you follow the self-turn, you have a daily revival. When you turn with the common turn, you have a seasonal revival. And day by day, season by season, you revive. You're not revived in a miraculous way. You're revived in a metabolically. That's what we're talking about. That's a new revival. And we need to get into this kind of new revival. Okay. They think that the person that has need to be revived after he committed a sin or has backslidden, our spiritual life grows through repeated revivals, cycles. Eating, drinking, sleeping cause our physical life to grow. Similarly, our spiritual life grows by eating, drinking, sleeping, that is by our being revived. Amen?
Amen.
Next frame. The revivals in our spiritual life have the same function as the metabolism of an animal or a plant. In both the animal life and the plant life, there is a metabolic function. The ability of an organism to grow and mature depends on the law of metabolism. This process is a cycle that is repeated continuously. So to live the overcoming life is very simple. Just follow this cycle of spiritual life within you. There's an opportunity for you every day. There's an opportunity for you every season. Don't say there's no opportunity. Opportunity is everywhere. There's a man in the glory whose life is for me. And this life operates within us. Don't say I'm defeated. In ourselves, we will be defeated. But when we enter into this cycle of revival, each repetition, each cycle takes us forward. Okay, next frame. Okay. So based on what Brother Lee said, I put down seven contrasts. The old revival versus the new revival. We're not talking about a revival that is remedial. We're talking about a revival that is habitual. We're not talking about revival that is restorative, but a revival that is constitutive. It's not a revival that is terminal, that is once for all. A revival that is continual. Number four, it is not a revival that is mechanical. That is, you follow a certain kind of things. Tickety-tickety-dock, and then you get revived. No. It is metabolic. Anabolism, catabolism. It is not something that is theoretical, but something that is practical. It is not something that is miraculous, but something that is normal. It is not something that is legal in what you do. but something that is cyclical. You may be able to put in more contrast, but at least there's these seven. I hope by this you will get a little bit of picture of what we're talking about here.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.